Hello.
Good morning, sir. My name is Vicky, and I'm calling you back on behalf of customer support because you left a message to have your call returned. How can I help you?
I received an email saying that y'all was an order confirmation about earbuds. I have not ordered any earbuds. In fact, I got an order that included earbuds that I didn't order, and they said they were going to give me credit for those earbuds. And now I get order confirmation that you're sending more earbuds.
Okay, sir. Give me just one moment. May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
31404.
Thank you. One moment.
Do you hear all that static on the
line? I most certainly do. I do. Let me see if I can stop. Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Okay. And that zip code again was 31. I'm sorry. Could you repeat it for me?
31404.
Okay. Thank you. And your first and last name, sir?
Wallace Moy, M-O-Y-E.
Mr. Moy, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
2910 River Drive, Unit E-102. And that's Savannah, Georgia.
And I thank you for that information, sir. Give me just one moment to review your account, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Moy, I do see where there was an email sent to you, excuse me, sir, stating that there was a confirmation email sent out to you entitled, excuse me, order confirmation. I also see we're back on the 9th of this month. You paid shipping and handling of $7.92 for the Vibe watch, and you were also sent the earbuds, as you mentioned. But, sir, this account has been credited. The email was just probably circulated because you were in the system, and it probably would have been time for you to get billed. But I see where you're, let's see, you were refunded $34.98 and $12.97. So you can disregard that email. In other words, there's nothing else coming back out to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Moy, for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir, and stay safe.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.